Yeah, next one is Avoidos. And if you're Aleph from Aleph, the Baron the Mora says Avoidos, that the Mishnah said also these were things that doesn't say too much in the Torah. So Mora says, Michtav Ksivan, like what Shikasha, the Indian to bring Kabonis, the Avoider by the Kabonis, the Torah talks about Abarichis, the Oba Yikro talks about Kabonis. So Mora says, Lo Nitzucho Elo Lohoi Lochas Adam, the Locho, the Avoider of carrying the Dam. We know there are four Avoiders by the Kabonis. That's the Shchita, the Kabbalah Saddam, to receive the Dam, and then the Alocha Saddam, carrying it to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika Saddam. So Alocha of Alocha Saddam, that's the Chiddush. That is called an Avodah of carrying the blood from the Mokum where you made the Kabbalah to the Mizbeach. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'hikrivu, you should bring it close. Zu Kabbalah Saddam, that's talking about the Kabbalah Saddam. Even though really the word V'hikrivu means bringing it close, should mean halacha, carrying it towards the Mizbeach. But we say, no, it says this word v'krivu right after the Shechita. And we know right after you make the Shechita, the next thing you have to do is to make a Kabbalah. You have to receive the Dam in a Kli. After the Shechita, you take your Mizrach, you take the Kli, and you receive the blood. And then first you make the halacha. So the Pasuk says halacha v'krivu right after Shechita. So it actually means zu Kabbalah Saddam. Now, v'yavka rachmona b'loshin halacha. The Torah says this avodah of Kabbalah Saddam with a lashon of ikrivu, which really means a lashon alocha of carrying it. The pasuk says by the evorim, by the pieces of the meat. It says v'hikriv hakoyin es hakol, the koyin should carry all the pieces of meat to the mizbeach. Then v'hiktira mizbeacha, and then you burn it on top of the mizbeach. V'yom amar, we learned over there that zu halochas evorim lekevis. This pasuk of Vehikriv HaKoyin is talking about carrying the pieces of the meat of the korban to the keves, to the plank going up the mizbeach. So you see what? That the word Vikrivu really goes on halacha. Like it says here, Vikrivu HaKoyin HaSakol means carrying the evorim, the pieces of meat, to the mizbeach. So before in Vayikra Aleph, when it says Loshen Vikrivu, really it means a Loshen of carrying. We say no, it means a Loshen of Kabbalah Saddam. That right after Shechita, it says Loshen Vikrivu, Zu Kabbalah Saddam. So how come the Torah calls this Avodah of receiving the blood with a Loshen of Vikrivu, of a Loshen of carrying it? Lemeimu to teach us, Tohoi Locha Loitivka Mechlal Kabbalah. That the Avodah of Halacha, of carrying this Dam towards the Mizbeach, has the same Halacha like the Avodah of Kabbalah. Like that we understand, Kabbalah Saddam, that's Nikar Avodah. Like you can't have a korban without it. Like the three avoiders we understand. Shechita, you have to first shech the animal. That's called an avoider. An avoider makes nafkamina the kohanim can think about pigle. Let's say a kohen, while he's doing the avoider, if he has the wrong things in his mind, he could pass on the korban. He can make pigle. He could have in mind, b'shash he's doing the shechita, he's going to burn the dam, burn the avorim the wrong time. Shleib is manoi, shleib im koimoi, they're absulim. When do you have these machshavas that pass on the korban? B'shas the avoider. So we understand Shechita is called an avoider, it has to be. Kabbalah Saddam is called an avoider, it has to be. That the dam is only kosher if you mekabel it in a kli, sharis, in a mizrak. And the fourth avoider of Zrika, taking the blood and throwing it on the mizbeach, that's Shechita, that's the ikar avoider of Kapura. So those three avoiders we understand. B'yad avoider of halocha, that means if you've made the Shechita away from the mizbeach, and you receive the dam right over there, so you have to take this mizrach, the kli now with the blood, and carry it towards the mizbeach. So you may think that's not called the real avodah, because you could do without it. If you wanted to, you could have taken the animal when it was alive, and made the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So since you now made the shechita far away, maybe the halacha is not called an important avodah, that if the kohen thinks during the halacha of a machshavas psul doesn't pass on the korban, k'mashmala no, that halacha has the same halacha like a kabbalah. Just like Kabbalah Saddam is a ikar avodah, and the machshav apostles then, who are the mishas halacha also was called an ikar avodah, and the machshav apostles. So this chiddush that halacha is the chlal kabbalah doesn't say beferish in the Torah. That's called limudu. We have to learn it out from. But then the Mishnah says to Hyrus, halacha when you could become tor is also a chiddush. Not everything says in the Torah. It's also called the Mishnah says yeshda mamash yismechu. There's a little asmachta, a little pasuk from the Torah, but it doesn't say too clearly all the halachas. For the Gemara, michtav ksivan. The Torah says a lot about Tyra. You go to the mikvah, it says a lot of different lochas about how you become Torah. So what does it mean Tyra is only a smachta? So Mara says, La nitzur choyala l'shir mikvah. So the locha, how big, how much water you have to have in the mikvah, that doesn't say clearly, that's only like an asmachta. Almash lismachum. To like Sivan, doesn't say clearly. The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says, the rochats es besorah b'mayim. So we dashin, the rochats es besorah b'mayim b'may mikvah. So es kol besorah. What does it mean as kol besorah? Udashna means mayim shekol gufa oilabhen. You have to have enough water in the mikvah that the whole body should go into it. The kamhein, how much water is that a person's body could go into? Amor al amor, barum sholosh amos. That a person is considered an amor wide and 3 amos long. So that's the sheer of water you have to have in the mikvah. The Shira Chachom Nachom told us, "May mikvah boyim so." In how much water you have in the mikvah to be kosher? At least 40 so. So this halacha doesn't say clearly in the Torah. It's only called amal lismachu. It's a kmasa smachta. From here we learn out that you have to have water that your whole body goes into, and that's a boyim so. Right, and then the Mishnah says Timaeus. The halacha's tuma also is only al malismachu. It says a little bit in the Torah. For the Gemara, Mikta and Sivan, there's a whole pashas about Tumah. What's Matamiyu, Tumah Sameis, Tumah Sheretz, all the halachas say in the Torah. So Gemara says, Lo nitzuch ela lechadosha, min ha-sheretz. The halacha, if you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that's an ava Tumah. If you touch it's Matamiyu, how much of the sheretz do you have to have? Even the size of a lentil. The size of a chadosha is Matama. The like Siva, this chidusha doesn't say in the Torah clearly. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says bohem. That means kolam negeya bohem. Whoever touches them is tummy. So yochel bekulin. I would think only if you touch a complete sheretz are you tummy. Talmud loyma mayhem. No, another pasuk says kol asher yipol olav mayhem v'moysem yitnu. Anything that falls on you from them is tummy. Mayhem is mashma, even a part, not the whole thing. So if so, yochel b'miktsosan. Maybe even a part, a half of a sheretz touches you. It's metame you. Talmud loyma behem. The pasuk says behem mashma, you have to have the whole thing. Haketzer, how do you have it? Like what the shear? How much of a sheretz do you have to touch to be metame you? So Gemara says ach yegia b'miktsosoy shukakulay. True, it's enough to touch a miktsas, a part of the sheretz, but that part has to be big enough like a whole sheretz. And what does that mean? Shiru chachomim v'chadosha. The smallest shear is the shear of a lentil. If you have the size of a chadosha, that's metamiyu. Why? Shekein chaymit, that's a type of a sheretz. This chaymit, the Rashi says, Oimrani shumin sheretz. It's a type of a sheretz, shekara limga. So this small sheretz, tchilosa v'chadosha. When it's first born, it's the size of a lentil. So the kids, since there is a small sheretz this size, even now when you touch a big sheretz, you don't have to have the whole sheretz. It's enough even if you touch a part of it, as long as that part is the size of a chadosha, of a lentil. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, Kizon of Hato. No, you have to have the size of the tail of a lizard. Kizon of Hato, that's like the smaller sheretz. So Rashi says, Kizon of Hato, the fish of even after you cut the tail off the lizard, still the tail moves around. That's called little bit shukukuloi sheish bechis. It has some life to it. So if you touch a sheretz the size of the tail of a lizard, that's how much the amount of a sheretz you have to touch in order to be metamiyu, which doesn't say clearly in the Torah. These are drushes. That's called the Mishnah means yesh le'amisha yismichu. Then arroyis. The Mishnah also says the pashas of arroyis. At the Gemara, Michtan Ksivan, there's the old Vayikra Kadoshim talks about all the Arayas, the ladies that are rustled to you to marry, you can't live with them. So what do you mean it's only Yesh, I mean Lismichu? There's a little bit in the Torah. The Torah speaks about it clearly. So Marin says, La Nitzrucho. In other words, when the Mishnah says these cases, it doesn't mean the whole Pasha of Arayas, the whole Pasha of Tumah. Just means to say there's one case in each one of these things that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. We learn it out from Drushes. So what's the one thing by Royas? The Gemara says, "Lanitzrucho lebitoi manasosai." If you manas anisha, you don't marry her. You just manas her. You force her to live with her, and she becomes pregnant, and she has a daughter. How do you know you're also to live with that daughter? You can't marry that daughter. The like Sivu, the Bitoy Man, the Sosoy, doesn't say clearly in the Torah. But how do we know that a man is not allowed to marry this daughter that came from, he just manis, he just forced Anisha to live with her? The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Oma li Rab Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Asiya heina heina Asiya zima zima. We learn that from Zerah Shavuos of zima zima heina heina to know that there's a chayv chorus. You're not allowed to marry your daughter that came from Al Nesosai. The Rashi speaks out, Dilu bitam ishtoi, your own daughter from your wife. Ksiva, that the Torah says, Erbas Isha bita. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry a lady and a daughter. Which means if you knew married Isha, or an Isha that had a daughter through marriage, then that daughter was also to the husband. You're not allowed to marry an Isha and a bita. Mashma bein Shabbas mimeno bein mishachar. Doesn't make a nafkamina. Whether it's your daughter or another daughter or somebody else's husband, but you're not allowed to marry your mother and her daughter. Uksiv kroach rina, ervas bas bincha, or is bas bincha. Or makmina lab yevomis be bitam and asosai. There we put on this part of talking about bitam and asosai. If you force the lady to live with them, and then she becomes pregnant, that daughter is also to you. Midala yasra kosiv bas bita shalisha zoom. Kitsa, there are drushes. And how do we know it from? Rashi Ketan, even though it's a Kal V'chayma, but Ein Einshim in Adin, you have to have Limudim, to learn out from Heina Heina, to learn out Zima Zima. Rashi says, Heina Heina means Li Sura, and Asya Zima Zima L'Sreifa. Teach us that the Zechi of Sreifa. Ksiv bin Isuyin, Shere Heina Zima Hi, or Ksiv bin Abiyonsin, Ki Averscha Averscha Heina, Ma'amah bin Isuyin, Asa Kasa Bita Kibaz Bita. Just like if you married your wife, so the daughter is also to you. The same thing if you're honest, this lady, and she becomes pregnant, the daughter is also also to you. So kids, this halacha does not say clear in the Torah. It's only a drasha, and therefore the Mishnah means, al yesh al mi shiyismichu. Then the Mishnah says, heine gufei Torah. That these last halachas, they're called the gufa Torah. It says, that ha-hadinim v'yavoidos ha-tairos ha-tameyos ha-royos yeshem ha-mash yismichu v'einei guf ha-tairah. So Poshas Mashma, that's the guf, that's midiraisa, that's merely, that's the yikah tairah. For at the Gemara, ha-ne yin ha-nech loy, and the first halach is the Mishnah is not the yikah tairah. We said, good, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but we have drushes, they're also guf ha-tairah. It's also about halach l'mash m'sinai. Havad are also with Sosa. Rashi, Yani Yin Hanach Loi, Hanach the Mefashi, Heavy Gufei Torah, Hanach Le Mefashi, Kuli Yad Lab Gufei Torah, B'tzmiya, like why not? True, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but if you learn it from a Jerushi, a Darsh in the Torah, that's what the Torah means. That's also called Namidiraisa. So Gemara says, Ein Echanami, Elaim, you should say like this, Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. Both of them are considered Gufa Torah. It was Eilu B'Eilu. Both what says, small Torah, small Posik, what it says only from a Limud, that I call upon him, the Yud Gimel Midya Shatara, the Dreshus Mem, what's learned out from the Torah is also considered Gufa Torah, it's also Midiraisa. Yehadrin Alecho HaKol Chayovim. So like the Mishnah, Ein Dorshin Baroyis B'Shloisha. When you're learning the Torah, it talks about the Aroyis, which Noshim, which Isha, you're allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to learn it with three people. Can't learn it together with three people. So Rashi said, "Endorshim Mishloishim in Shnayim Vuhu." Tav Minir is a Rebbe can't learn with two Tamidim. When you're learning through the Psukim, the Pashas of Aroyis, you're not allowed to teach it to two Tamidim at the same time. V'loy b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim. When you want to go through the first Psukim in the Torah of Reishis, the Maisa b'reishis, you can't learn it with two people. Rashi Echad Vuhu means a Rebbe cannot give a shir, teach his Talmud about Maisa b'reishis. V'loy b'makova b'yochid. Zinyin Makova, that's the Psukim, it says in Yecheskel, what's doing in the Molochim, in Shemayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can't even learn by yourself. Shrashi B'yochid, Ein Shem Elu Levadai. Even you yourself can't learn it. The Gemara Forest, the Gemara will explain what does it mean. Because the word says Tira. If you learn like this, it says the Makova, you can't go into it. And then the Mishnah says, Eli Imkein only, Ha Yechocha Mumei V'midaitoi. Only if you're a big Talmud Chochem and you understand things, then you're allowed to learn yourself the Indian of the Makova that talks about in the beginning of Yecheskel. So it's a stira. First it's Mashmi, you can't learn it. And now it's Mashmi, if you're Talmud Chochem, you could. So Pshita, who's learning it? Only a Talmud Chochem. So it's a stira. Is he allowed to or not? Or tomorrow we'll talk about it. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaMestakel B'Yavor Devorim. whoever looks into these four things, starts to think about them, is resuyeloi kiloi volyolam. Said Lashon resuyeloi, it means royaloi, he's fit, is to, not to be in this world. Rashi at the end says resuyeloi means like a Lashon. Rashi says resuyeloi, toivi yof oyeloi im loi volyolam. He would have been better off if he wasn't born. The Yomer Ani Shaloshin Rachmonis. As if to say, we have pity on this person. Kleinam Aruchemu in Bol Yerlam. We have pity on you if you're born. For the Gemara of Teres Kanim El Lozav El Itama Bonav Hanaisarim Ruyin Hayil Isarif El Esherisa Kosel Li Aaron. The Torah had Rachmonis on Aaron. That's why they didn't kill him then. So Loshin the Mishnah says is Rusuyeloi. It's like pity on them. Kinaloi Bol Yerlam. As if they should not be in this world. What are these four things that you think into? Mala, mala. You want to know what's doing lamala. So Rashi says that means, Mirikiyo Sha'al Roshi Achayis. You want to know what's doing all the way upstairs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Kisya covered with his Chayis. If you want to know what's doing there, it's not worth it to be in this world. Mala, Mata, Rashi says Mehen. Same thing. Also what's doing all the way in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just underneath his Chayis. You want to know, you think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, don't think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, Adas, our seichel, our mind, the person, the ben adam can't understand those things. Those are lamala from our seichel. Just like an ant can't understand what's doing in the world, so we can't understand what's doing in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't start thinking into these things. Vayta malefnim, what was before, or maleocha, what's going to be later. Some of Farshim say means what Malafnim means, what was around before Hashem created the world. Well, Maliyachim means what's going to be after Hashem destroys the world. That we're not supposed to think into those things. Our Seichel Adam doesn't understand those things. We shouldn't think into it. Rashla is a little bit different. Rashla's Malafnim means Chutz L'Mechitza Sarakia L'Mizrach. And what's doing inside means like what's doing on the east side of the Rakia. Well, Maliyachim means L'Marav, what's doing on the Marav side of the Rakia. Kids, so these things are away from our understanding of B'nai Yodim, shouldn't think about those things. We have to think about the Taryag Mitzvahs that we have, what's doing on this world, take care of this world, take care of our Chiyuvim, our Mitzvahs we have. We have a whole lifetime to take care of that. And not to worry about what's doing Lamala, that's not Nagay to us. Vaita. V'chol Shalaychas al Kvoy Koinoi, whoever doesn't have like covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Rasuyeloi Shalabol Yolam. Same thing. He's like fit not to be on this world. It's a pity if he's on this world. So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what does it mean he doesn't have covered, he doesn't have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara, Amarat Dabaresh, you're telling me in the beginning, that a yochid, a person by himself, even by himself, you're not allowed to learn the Nyan of the Makova was doing the Malachim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Amat of Lemakom Biyachid, the Chivan the Yechidahu, the Enish Shemayim Pir Rab. We're talking about a person by himself. That means he's not learning by a Rebbe. So what type of a person can start learning this? Korchuch Midait to you Maven. We're talking about a person that understands himself. In other words, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he understands what's going on. Or Karsudlei, and still you're saying he's also he shouldn't do it. So it's a stira. Then right away you're saying, Elim came or Yechachim or Maven, Midaitoi. Unless he's a Talmud Chachim and doesn't know what's doing, then he's allowed to. So it's a stira. Can a Chachim that understands learn by himself about the Maisa Makova, or he can't learn by himself about the Maisa Makova? So it's a stira. So that's the Gemara again. Amata Bereisha, Vloido Makova Biyachin. Vodomata, then you tell me, Elim came or Yechachim or Maven, Midaitoi. That if he's someone that does understand it, then he's allowed to learn it. So the Rashi is mashmi, even if you're learning it yourself, you understand it yourself, still you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, Hochikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein darshin ba'royis l'shloisha. Means you can't darshin learn it to three people. In other words, the Rebbe can't teach three Talmidim the Pashas of Aroyis. When he goes through the halachas, which ishi you're allowed to marry, which one not, which daughter, which aunt, which uncle, which one yeah, which one not, you're not allowed to learn it to three Talmidim. We'll soon see why. When the Rebbe is teaching the Pashas of Bereshis, the beginning of exactly how Hashem created the world, what happened each day, also we should not teach it to two Talmidim. Mashma to one Talmud, it's alright. Who are then a Rebbe, should not teach a Talmud, even one Talmud, the Maisa Makova. Only if you're a Chochem, you're allowed to learn it yourself. Yisof Yilai learned in Yonim of the Makov, where it says in Yecheskel, what's doing by the Chaya Esrafanim, what's doing by the Melochim, Arkistia Kovid, what's doing by Hashem. If you're that much of a Chochim, you can understand it yourself, you're allowed to learn it yourself. But you're not allowed to teach it to a Talmud. Shrashi, for Leib of Makov, Yochid, the Talmud Yochid. You can't teach it even to one Talmud. Elim kein ha yechachem meivim idaitoi shto yitztorech lishol rav kish yistapik loy, that the Talmud would not have to ask any questions to his Rebbe. Tlavurcha yol lefrushe bedya, it's not nice to explain these things, speak them out right. If you understand it yourself, good, but the Rebbe should have to teach it to his Talmud, that's not right. Right, then the Mishnah says again, ein dorshin by Roy, now explain each one. Ein dorshin by Roy is Mishloisha. You're not allowed to learn, teach the halachas of who you're allowed to marry, who not, to three talmidim. But tomorrow, my time, what's wrong? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum Nesiv, because the pasuk says, Ish, ish, el kol sher b'saroi, each person, like we're talking about who you're allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. So dashin like this, ish, ish means trey. Sher b'saroi means another, the mishpacha chad, another one. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Lo sikravu legala serva, like it's Mount Joshua, don't come close to be megala to uncover the erva. In other words, with three people together, don't learn Hilchos erva. Rashi, Yom Rachmon, Lo sikravu, don't come together, legala serva, to uncover the erva. That means, Lo sikravu shloshtechem, ze etzel ze legala tamme pashas arroyas. Don't have three people coming together, that you can teach them together, the pshat in the psukim by arroyas. Maybe that's pshan this pasuk. Havadlu for Yemet, that's not pshan the pasuk. The pasuk means not to have znus. Leisigal erva means leisikrivu, even as karvis, even to touch the erva zosa. Not only the maisa bia, but even the achokas arosa. So if you want to say the pshat is now saying not to dashin, for the gemara elam yat, if so, there's another pasuk in the Torah that says ish ish ki yikala lelakov. The person curses elakov. The shaila, what it means, if it means Hashem, or it means the Bezdin, is, and it says, Ish ish ashayite mizara lamoilch, or else the person that gives the son over to the avodah zara. His hachinam, you want to tell me the same thing, that you can't teach it with three people. Elo, what do you have to say? Hanu mi boile l'rabbis etanochrim. These plukim of ish ish is coming to include even a goy, that there's halacha, a goy can't worship avodah zara. A goy can't curse. If it's being rabba, that the goyim are b'chal, these are veris. Rashi says, no, it doesn't say, yeah. Shemuzar ma'brichas Hashem? The Emor says, yeah. L'rabba says, anachrim, shemuzar ma'brichas Hashem, that a goy is not allowed to curse Hashem. If he curses Hashem, he's bechlal dislav. V'yal avoid Zorah ki Yisrael. A goy is not allowed to worship avoid Zorah. The goy that worships avoid Zorah is also over Naveira. It's also also. That's what the post says, ish, ish. Not only a Jew can worship Avodah Zarah, even a goy is not allowed to worship an Avodah Zarah. And partially even Shittah is also wasa. So Mora says, Hainami mi boiler, the same thing by us also. That's what the apostle says by Arroyus. Ish, ish. El kol sher besaroy. It means the rabbi says anochrim. Even by goyim, shemus horim al Arroyus ki Yisrael. All these passages of Arroyus apply to a goy also. A goy is also not allowed to live with his sister, not with his mother, not with his aunt. So all the pasuk of Arroyus apply to Goyim also. So merely you can't learn out our Mishnah's din to say you're not allowed to dashin by Arroyus in front of three Talmidim. You can't learn it out from this pasuk. It was Elamidich Sivatay from another pasuk. I'll teach you that you're not allowed to learn pasuk Arroyus b'shloisha. The pasuk says, Ushmartem es mishmarti. You should make a shmirah watch, my watches. Ushmartem is trey. It means two. Umishmarti chad, one. The Yom Rachmona Levilti Asois Mechuka Satuevis, not to do any of these bad things. Sumashma, three together is no good. Maybe he makes it a drusha like this, that three people can't learn these halachas together. For the Gemara, if so, Elamayatu is so, still the pasuk says by Shabbos also. It says, Ushmartem es Shabbos, Ushmartem es Mitzvos, Ushmartem es Mishmeres HaKodesh. His Ochinami, you want to tell me the pasuk means to say that three people together can't learn Hilchos Shabbos, or you can't learn Hilchos Kodesh? How bad do we know you could? So the kids said, what's Pshan our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah mean you can't learn Hilchos Arroyos with three? Elu Amar Ravashi, Mayein Darshan Barroyos Bishloisha. What does the Mishnah mean to say you can't learn the Pasha of Arroyos with three people? It means Ein Darshan Visisri Arroyos Bishloisha. means to say, when you're saying all the chidushim, just to say what the Torah says, the Pashat Pshat, the Psukim, that you could. Because that people can't make mistakes in. The Torah says you can't live with your mother, you can't live with your sister, with your daughter. That, when it says clearly, that's okay. But Sisrei Arayis means things that don't say clearly in the Torah. You have to learn to darshan the Torah, so there you could make mistakes. So we'll soon see why you can't have three people learning it together. Rashi says, Sisrei Arayis means She'ena Mefurashis. It's not clearly in the Torah. Kagain Pita Manasasa, like we had before. That the man is not allowed to marry his own daughter, that the mother, he didn't marry the mother, he just forced the mother. If you're honest, Anisha, he just forced to live with her, and then she becomes pregnant, and she has a daughter, that daughter you also to marry. The Torah doesn't say clearly. You learned it out before from Gzeres Shava, Heina Heina, Zima Zima. So such chidushim, you can't dash and teach your Talmidim three at a time. V'yeim chomav, or else your mother, your aim chomav, your father-in-law's mother, v'yeim chamoisa, your mother-in-law's mother. That how do you know these things are Rosh? It doesn't say clearly in the Torah. You have to dash in Psukim. The Nafkim is set to Snedrim and Rosh. So these things you can't dash in front of three Tamidim. Fred Gemara, my time, or why not? Gemara says, Svaru. It's not a din d'iraisa, it's a Svaru not to do it. We understand why not. So the Svaru is like this. If you only have two Tamidim learning from one Rebbe, so Chad Shakal V'Tarya B'Had the Rabbi, even if it comes to a point that one Talmud says he doesn't understand it, and he starts to talk with the Rebbe, so one Talmud is talking to the Rebbe. What does the other Talmud do? He has nobody else to talk to. So V'idach Matzla Yudnei L'Gemara, the other one puts his ear to the Gemara to try and understand also. So he won't go off, so therefore both of them will understand clearly what the Rebbe is saying. Mashen came to us, so if you have three Talmidim, then we're afraid, Chad Shokov Atari Badi Rabbi. We're afraid one of the Talmidim is going to have a question, and the Rebbe is going to have to start talking to him. So what are the other two Talmidim going to do? V'anach Trei Shakli V'Tori Badi Adodi. Now the other two have their own company. They'll start to shmooze, they'll start to talk one to another. And the Rebbe, in the meantime, is explaining the Pshat to this one Talmid, for lo yadi my come rabayu, and these two Talmidim that are talking to one another is not going to understand the shir. They're not going to understand what the Rebbe really meant to say. The yosel mishra yisur Rebbe Royis, and they'll come to be matter and erva. A nisha that's supposed to be yosel, they're going to say no, she's mutter. So that's why when you teach these shver alochis exactly which isha is yosel, and the Torah doesn't say clearly, you have to darshan it, that maybe the Talmidim will make a mistake. You have to be careful only to learn to two Talmidim at a time, not to have three of them there, in order that one should not be talking to you, and the other two talking to themselves, and they'll come out with the wrong shot. Question also on that. Yeah. Shrat Gemara. Everything says already. What we do today, everything says already. Yeah, we're not really dashing in the beginning. We're just learning what says already. Fighter. Samura says, Ihochi, if so, kola tera nami. It's the whole Torah should be that way also. You can't teach any chidushim to three Talmidim. You have to be afraid one of them is going to make a mistake and they'll dash in the wrong way. Samura says, Aroyas shani. Aroyas is different. The Yomama we learned, Gezo v'aroyos nafshoi mechamdoson, or misavo lehem. Person have a tremendous taiva, a tremendous desire, a person has to steal. Somebody else has money, you want the money, that's a teva, that's a desire you have, yetzara, to tell you steal it, become rich yourself. V'aroyos, person has a tremendous desire to live with this isha, to live with an erva, to live with an isha. So therefore, we're afraid that the Talmidim will make a mistake and be matahor. Like they have a tremendous desire to live with her, and they don't know if she's us or not, so they have like negiyas, they'll say, Mistama, she's mutter. For the Yomari Hochi is so gezel nami, then you should not be able to learn Hilchas Gezela with three Talmidim. For the same svara, you have to be afraid two of them won't be listening to the shir, and it's a question if this is us to do or not, they'll be murder after and say, yes, we're allowed to do it, because they have a desire to steal. So Mura says, Aroyas is a difference. Aroyis, the desire you have to be with another lady, vein b'fonav, vein shle b'fonav. Nofish yitzira. That the yitzira is tremendously, has a big desire, even if the isha is not in front of you. Even if right now you don't have the isha in front of you, still you have a desire to be with other nashim. To have aroyis. Mashen ken gezel, that the person has a desire to steal, befonav. Only if the money is in front of you. Like right now you think, oh, let me steal that money, then you have a desire to steal it. Nafshi yitzara. But shalai befonav lenafshi yitzrei. But if it's not in front of you, the money right now, then you don't have a desire to steal it. So therefore, when you buy your Rebbe and learning the halachas about gzeila, you don't have a desire then to steal. The money's not in front of you. So at that time, we're not afraid you'll say wrong shan the apostle because you have negiyas, you want to be able to steal. At that time, you don't have the desire to steal. Mashenka and the pasha of Aroyas, which ish is mutter to you, then you have a desire to be with even she's not in front of you right now, so there we're afraid maybe you'll say the wrong sock. Therefore, you can't teach these chedushim to three tamidim. But then the Mishnah says, "V'loy b'may separations b'shnayim." And one Rebbe can't teach two Tamidim the beginning of Bereshis about what happened by my Bereshis, exactly how Hashem created the world. Rashi d'ain shnayim shelim b'may Bereshis, can't have two people learning together the halachas of my Bereshis.